Chapter 4. Getting Yourself Ready to Begin. Any diet requires a bit of preparation at first. Feast and famine is certainly not an exception. I will say it requires much less preparation by the nature of feast and famine than any other diet that I can think of. And you won't have to jump many hurdles, do any real expensive shopping, or experience any of the other more traditional diet headaches. Here's some tips to get yourself ready to get the most of our reading of our plan. Read and understand this guide. It's pretty short, so why not even read it twice? I've done my best to keep it fluff-free, and all the information and tips will make your journey at intermittent fasting, feast and famine style, much, much easier. If you'd like to read, check out some of the other books in our history chapter, and you may find some other ideas you'd like to incorporate after you've done straight feast and famine for a bit. If possible, at first, food shop more often. Here's a trick I used at the beginning of my intermittent fasting experiments, and I've suggested to many of my friends and clients who have given it high praise too. Only keep enough food on hand for the days needed. On feasting days, you will have the pleasure of picking out some new treat to indulge in, and on famine days, you won't be as tempted to cheat than you would be if the refrigerator is packed with snacks. Now, if you live rurally or have a large family, this may be less practical. But if you can do it, I guarantee it will give you a big advantage over those who ignore this tip. If you skip a day, just get right back on schedule. This diet is about freedom and abundance, not restriction. If you have a family event, a date, or even a slight slip-up on a famine day, just get right back into action the next day and reduce your calories. No master dietary equations are fooled or other nonsense. Now, don't make a habit of this or you may end up seeing less than optimal results, but once in a while, it's perfectly fine. This automatic leeway is built into the feast and famine program, making it not a diet you can fail at if you stumble while getting into the groove, or any other time, really. Throw out your past diet experiences. Feast and famine requires a whole new view of dieting. So, in all likelihood, your past dieting experiences, positive and especially negative, don't offer a whole lot of relevance. I'd suggest you file them away and don't let them influence what you are doing here and now. This attitude, not only in dieting and fitness, but also in other areas of your life, can break chains and open up doors. See what you think. Are you feeling more ready to begin? You should be, because there's a bright, fit, and happy new you waiting at the end of the feast and famine road. And it's a road not particularly long in most cases, or even exceedingly difficult. You've taken the first step by reading this guide, so don't turn back now.